ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hello, it's Dr. Daria. I always love our regular Busy Women Guide segments. We speak to women who are balancing busy schedules and yet successful lives and always manage to fit in their own health. So today we're going to be talking to Keisha Knight Pulliam. This is such a treat. So excited to have her. She was in the limelight at a very early age when she began acting as a child. She was the youngest person ever nominated for an Emmy. And she today continues to act, but she also runs a nonprofit, the Camp Kizzy Foundation, which is a free mentorship camp for children. Keisha, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I want to start with some action steps. We always love to do this in the Busy Women's Guide to really give people tips. You yourself have an incredibly busy schedule. Any specific tips or suggestions for healthy eating and good nutrition during really busy times?
You know, the one thing I would say that a lot of women forget is to make sure you make some time for yourself. You know, we're such nurturers and such caregivers, and, you know, combining that with a busy work schedule, we're trying to make sure that everyone else is taken care of, everyone's needs are met, but sometimes we really forget to make sure that we have time to just breathe, you know, because we forget that, you know, we can't be good to anyone else if we don't take care of ourselves. So, you know, I definitely would say that piece, and, you know, also, for me, it's sometimes just having some healthy snacks in terms of the eating. You know, I love raw cashews. Like, raw organic cashews are kind of my go-to because it's those moments when you're like, I'm hungry! And you're ready to, like, bite somebody that you reach for something you know you shouldn't be having.
Oh, yeah. I'll eat anything when I'm hungry. Whatever's in the drawer.
Whatever is there. And let it be chocolate, it's a wrap. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with those things, too. But I definitely try to kind of, you know, make sure that I have access to, like, some healthy things to munch on, kind of to hold me over so that I don't, you know, go for whatever's in sight.
Yeah, and that's a theme I hear a lot is, you know, to prep for the fact that we're still human. So make sure that you have snacks so that you won't be tempted by the chocolate bar or whatever else you may have. And I'm sure, speaking of temptations, when you're on set, there's the catering table, which I've always heard about.
Crafty is amazing. So you really do have, they have everything, every random treat from chocolate ho-hos and twinks and you name it, honey buns, everything that you're not supposed to eat, they are definitely going to have, from chips and you name it. But I mean, you said something that was really, really important. We are human. And so often, you know, we forget that. Like, we're going to make you know, if we eat something horrible, don't beat yourself up about it. Enjoy it while you eat it. And then, you know, you just say next time, okay, I'll do better. I'm going to, you know, since I have this cheeseburger today, I'll do a salad for dinner. So there are ways that you can balance it and, you know, not make yourself feel guilty because that's not helping either.
And guilt is the most worthless emotion and it's no fun either. So you're right. If you decided to have something indulgent, enjoy it and just balance the rest of your day out. Don't let the day go to waste.
Absolutely.
Okay. I really like that. Now, you know, on nutrition still, any other specific dietary rules you follow?
You know, honestly, it's really what, pay attention to your body. And what I know is, like, as you get older, like, I'm 36 now, and your body changes. Like, what may work for you when you're 17, it may not work for 25, and it may not work for 35. So I've just started to pay attention to how I feel when I eat certain things. And if I don't like the way I feel, then I kind of, you know, may shy away from it. Not to say I'll never eat it, but, you know, I've always been a big carnivore. Like, love a great steak, hands down. But as I've gotten older, I've noticed that my body isn't liking it as much as I used to. So, you know, not to say I still eat them, but I just am aware of it. You know, it's funny, I went for acupuncture. I had this amazing acupuncturist here in Atlanta, actually. And I was like, I'm just feeling so bloated and this and that. He was like, okay, you're probably a little gluten intolerant. And, you know, I said, well, how do, you know, we're kind of in Western medicine. Oh, what do you do? How do we know? And he was just like, you know what? Just stop eating gluten and dairy for like 2 weeks and see how you feel. And I was like, that was so, that made so much sense.
And I listen to your body.
And I felt a difference.
That's so true. And that's exactly what our last guest was saying. It's not just what, don't just write down what you eat, but how you felt after it and really start to listen to what our body's telling us. So true. Now, what about, you travel so much. How do you stay healthy on the road?
You know, it's hard. And the funny thing for me is, like, for some people, when they travel, they're more of an eater. But when I get busy, I'm more of a non-eater. So mm-hmm. it actually makes it easier for me not to eat some stuff I'm not supposed to. But, you know, just that, just kind of staying aware, staying conscious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times I feel like we tend to think, okay, if it's a salad, then it's healthy. But not necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of other options. Like, you could get a lean turkey burger, or, you know, even do it lettuce wrap if you're trying to watch your carbs. Or mm-hmm. there's so many different options. And sometimes, yes. you know, I feel that people forget about those things. And,
it's true.
You know, it's true. Like, there are options. And especially, like, a lot of states now, they literally, and it's kind of a gift and a curse, because you, like, want to go somewhere and just eat something. But now they have, like, the calories and the fat and mm-hmm. the this and the that on the menu. So it does make it a little easier where you can kind of look and say, okay, well, I may try this now because I may splurge a little later, or vice versa.
And you're right, and there's hidden calories, too. So it's good to have the calories in the menu.
Mm-hmm. It's good to have it. And, you know, just choose wisely. Don't make it, like, don't make your head hurt, because then that becomes stress, and stress is no good for you either.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Choose wisely, make it simple. Listen to how you're feeling after it. Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom to keeping it simple with everything else we have going on. Now, you know, how do you make sure you're sneaking in exercise on the road?
How do I make sure? The funny thing is, like, especially when I'm working, like, there's so much, like, back and forth and walking, and there's hidden exercise mm-hmm. that you don't even think about. Because mm-hmm. there are a lot of times where, you know, I'm not going to have time to go to the gym. Or, you know, let's be real, when you're working and you're a woman and you have the hair issue, you're like, oh, God.
But, I know. Hairstyling, you know, and makeup.
Right. It's the whole thing. But it's funny, when I'm not working, I'm not one of those girls, like, hair done, makeup done. I hardly ever wear makeup. But do things you enjoy. Like, I love bike riding. You know, if I'm in LA, you know, working, I love going for a hike. Doing things mm-hmm. that are hidden exercise, but also peaceful, enjoying, and relaxing as well.
Mm-hmm. I like that, hidden exercise. And a hike or a bicycle ride, that even gets you outside, too, which has its own added air of relaxation, just to get out.
Absolutely.
And is that really your favorite ways to stay active and fit, are by doing kind of outdoor exercise? Or what do you do when you're home? What's your typical routine?
Yeah, I really do like outdoor stuff. Like, I love going to the park, whether it's riding my bike or walking. I may, like, do a little jogging and then mm-hmm. walking. So it's really depending on what you like to do. I grew up with three brothers, so they're always extra, you know, they've always been into sports. So whether it's, you know, a Sunday afternoon at my mom's house and we decide to play a little horse or basketball outside, mm-hmm. It's just really, for me, it's more staying active. I'm not a big gym girl. Like, mm-hmm. yes, I know you've had David, my trainer, on, and he's awesome.
David Buer, yes, he's amazing. He will get anybody exercising.
He tries to kill me on a regular basis, and he does. But I appreciate him. But what I do enjoy about when you go to work out with him, you feel that you really get a good workout in a short period of time, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's more just about staying active. I like outdoors. Summer is my favorite time of year. I love swimming. I love doing all those kind of things. So just doing it.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point that you make, is if you are going to go to the gym, make it really high yield. You know, make it count, whether it's with Dave Buer or you have a plan or whatever. Just make it count and use that time efficiently.
And I also use it as, like, a girlfriend time. Like, one of my girlfriends likes to do, like, spin class. It's not my mm-hmm. favorite thing in the world, but, you know, she'll get us together and be like, okay, girls, like, for our girls' outing, we'll do a spin class together, or we'll do this cardio kickboxing class together. So we mm-hmm. make it, like, fun, and a fun activity with the girls, but also mm-hmm. a workout.
That is awesome. And having the social aspect of it makes it more fun. It also makes it more likely you'll stick with it. I need a friend like that. So that's fantastic. We have got to take a quick break, but for all of our listeners, you are listening to Share Care Radio with Keisha Knight Pulliam. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about Camp Kizzy, self-confidence and self-image. So just stay tuned. We're going to have segment 2 with Keisha, and we will talk to you soon.